This is KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. It's Campus Connection. It's our call-in show with school board members and administrators to talk about tonight's school board meeting. It is an off night for the school board. It's usually a Tuesday, but it's happening a Monday night tonight, and it's at 7 o'clock. It's in the Borough Assembly Chambers. I'm joined in the studio today by Acting Board President Sarah Holmgren, and as well as John Bringhurst, board member, and school superintendent Rob Thomason. Thank you all for coming in today. And you've got a lot to talk about, a big discussion on possibly letting the little kids out of school early this year. That's probably big news in the elementary school, huh?
It is. You guys want to?
No, I think it's a great idea, mostly because I was starting to hear some of the stress from the teachers of trying to wrap up the school year, pack up all of the stuff in their classroom, and get out within 48 hours, which was an incredible timeline for, and then also get grades out.
And as it is proposed, you're looking at still having the teachers there. That gives them a little bit extra time, three or four days now instead of 2 days.
Joe, specifically what's happening is the last day of school for K through 5 will be Friday, I believe it's the 30th of May.
Mm-hmm.
Erica Klute Painter, the outstanding principal of Stedman Elementary School, and I met with Commissioner Hanley, and we presented our situation, and we wanted to declare an emergency day, because our calendar is a 173-day calendar. The minimum that students have to attend school is 170, so we're quite pleased we already exceed the minimum. But we want to take those 3 days, change the calendar. That would be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then we saw no point, and we thought it was kind of silly, for the kids to come back on a Monday just to say hello and goodbye. So we petitioned the Department of Education via the commissioner to dismiss on Friday, being the emergency, being the building's going to be torn apart. And he approved that. And now the board's going to discuss it. And if they approve it, we'll be doing it.
Okay. And board members, you think it's a good idea? John?
Well, we always try to do what's best for kids, and that's kind of been our motto. And in this case, I think we're trying to do what's best for everyone in terms of getting the building remodeled and so forth. That's clearly best for kids, for the staff, for the community. So we need to pursue that project, and I think we can do so with minimal problems in terms of the education we're providing.
Rob, otherwise you were looking at this project taking 2 summers over the course of 2 years?
The original planning, when we began this, writing the capital improvement project for this, the architects indicated that it was likely a 2-summer project. Once the bid was awarded and the architects and the construction company began talking, they were working on ways for mobilizing materials and supplies and people, and that they thought it could be done in 1 summer with some accommodations. And so they chatted with us. One of those accommodations is to begin staging materials in April so that when school is out, boom, they can start. The other one is to have the building empty so that on the first day they're in. And so we're making accommodations at the dismissal end with the promise from the contractor and the architects that it'll be ready for occupancy at the completion end for next school year.
Which is staff gets back in the building late August. And
correct.
And kids are back right after Labor Day on your new schedule. Mm-hmm. So
we're excited.
Okay. All right. So you mentioned staging is going to be happening in April. So is actual work going to be going on then as well? Or
it is sometime in May, and they're actually moving one classroom from the office end of the building. They'll be working from that end downward. We're going to be moving Mr. K's class.
Okay.
And then the office is going to move, the library is going to shut down early, so they'll be able to work on a good quarter of the building before school is even out without affecting students.
Okay. I imagine people will have to watch where they're walking, driving, and otherwise using that school. Well,
mm-hmm.
That's all.
One of the things we're looking at, and we need to work with the borough traffic folks, is siting a couple of 56-foot containers so we can put stuff from the classrooms in those. We're looking at doing that potentially where the buses now park out in the front there. Otherwise, it's in the back in the water and the mud, and because the contractor is going to be using the covered areas for staging their supplies and materials. So it's quite an involved process.
Sounds like a challenging end to the school
year.
Huh?
It is that.
I imagine then the playgrounds will be closed for the summer. That's something to
pretty much
let the community know.
We may have the smaller parts open, but the open covered areas, no, just for safety.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So you need school board action on that or approval of that plan to have the shortened year tonight?
Yes. Okay. That's exactly. Yeah, I'm not sure about the playground and the staging, but for the shortened year, because the school board actually approves the calendar before we submit it to the Department of Education. I'm doing it a little backwards here, and we got Department of Education tentative approval just because timing worked out that way, and now we have this meeting. So, and I would hope and pray the board sees fit to go with my recommendation on this one.
Okay. Well, we heard from two board members that they like it, so
I can't imagine it being too controversial.
Anything else on that project people should know or give a heads up about?
Well, you know, there will be. Erica is preparing documentation to go to parents via the conferences. Sometimes what is happening with this is I've not had a lot of experience with construction, and so things are coming up, and we're just notifying the people that need to know or have to know as we learn things. So a little hard to predict out there. The contractor's been awesome. The architect has been wonderful. Dan Tate has stepped up to the plate, our maintenance guy, and is doing all the tracking of the paperwork from the Department of Education, the architect, the contractors. A lot of paper stuff to keep track of. Karen Quitzland has been working with the department about the funding and with the city about their portion of the funding. So it's happening.
All right. All right. 772-3808 is our phone number. If you have a question on that project or any other school business that we need to address, we'll put you on the air and you can ask your question. Also, tonight you're going to have a discussion on memorial policies in the school district. Does the district currently have a policy? Or are you changing it, or what's going on here?
There is no existing policy, and there is the need to discuss it. There will be no decisions tonight. In fact, I expect that to take several months, even into next year. But in terms of examining the literature, talking about need, what is appropriate, what works, how do you honor. There's just a lot of things to talk about, and I think it's this is basically just the first opening discussion, unless the board members have a different view.
No, I think things come up from time to time that reveal that we don't have a consistent policy related to them, and we want to try to handle things with some kind of consistency from time to time, so that when they do come up, we're not subject to criticism in terms of favoritism or those other things. So this is one where we discovered we really didn't have a policy, and maybe this is a good time to sit down and figure out what we want to do in that regard, and then things will be consistent in terms of how we handle that.
And I imagine you're talking about events that would be held to memorialize someone who's passed away, or even what
memorial gifts or whatever. Yeah.
Displays.
All of the above.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we've got a few already in the school district between former employees or teachers, as well as former students. And so without a policy, it's hard to know what we should shoot for in the future or what parameters to use.
Okay. Anything you'd like to see out of that, either board member? Or
I think it's just kind of starting from scratch in a lot of ways, because I guess I don't have a real strong opinion yet on it, besides that we just need something, you know, to give us some guidelines, whether we're still on the board at some point in the future or someone else, and they'll know what to do if they're presented with, we'd like to do X, Y, Z at the school, and then it, at least there'd be a policy to say, okay, well, this is what was decided before, and this is how we want to handle it, so.
Okay. All right. Also, tonight, I think you have a couple people putting in their resignations or at the end of the year, submitting those, and do you have other staff changes or other things to talk about? Or
we don't. Those resignations, Dustin Crump and Vanessa Miller, have elected to resign. Oftentimes, a resignation will lead to other domino effects. We have none of that in place yet. We're still concerned about the funding from the state. So it's just we thank them and for their service. They've done wonderful things for kids. We just don't have anything in place for where do we go next until we get all the cards on the table.
So you're kind of still early on in the budget process at this point, or?
We are, with the governor talking about his $85 on the base and then a little bit each year for the next 2 years. You have the legislature talking about different amounts. Superintendents and board members were recently in Juneau requesting and lobbying. Numbers from $200 to $400 on the base have been thrown around. And so we always budget conservatively. So we are moving on the low end, and it's easier to add back than to take away.
Okay. We haven't had an increase in the base student allocation now for 4 years. So this will be the fifth year. But it's looking like we've got a governor and legislature that has more empathy towards that this year than what we've seen in the past, and so we're optimistic that something will come from that, but it's hard to project what specifically will result from that and how that will affect our budget.
And the governor was just in town, too, and met with school officials, and it was on the discussion, I think, right?
It was. He actually met with a group of teachers, a couple of board members. I happened to be in Juneau in his house while he was in our house. And there was a nice little article, I believe, on KFSK about that. Nicely done.
Thanks. And in the pilot, I think. So
pilot? Okay,
yep.
Yeah.
All right. And let's see. What else are we missing from tonight? How about, Rob, your replacement? Any news on candidates and finalists, semifinalists or whatever for applicants for that job? Where are we with that?
Yeah, last week we provided to the pilot and the radio station the list of total list. Middle of this week or so, we'll be able to provide a finalist list. We are in the midst of doing reference checks subsequent to eliminating and delimiting folks. So it's moving along quite well. I, as one who looks at those as I'm going to hand over the baton for an outstanding district, and I'm pleased with the quality of the candidates, and I think there's a winner in there.
And how about school board members? What do you think of the 18 who applied? And you see the next superintendent in that list?
I think we have some real quality candidates. I'm very pleased with who's stepped forward thus far. We elected to go with Rob as our advisor in all of this and to assist us in this, which will save the district some money. And I think we've suffered nothing as a result of that. We've seen some really good applicants, and I look forward to narrowing the field down and actually having a chance to talk to those that have applied and see who we'll try to replace Rob with.
And Sarah?
Yeah, I was a bit nervous at the beginning only because Rob has very large shoes to fill, but there are some really good candidates that I'm very positively optimistic that they'll be able to easily be handed over the district and keep moving forward.
And in terms of timeline, I think the board has to have a discussion about when you're all going to be in town next and able to meet with the finalists when they do come to town, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that happened tonight, that discussion maybe? Or Gene Ellis is out of town for a little while, and I think the other board members are in town. Are you leaving, John?
I'm leaving, yeah.
Okay. So,
and Cheryl.
You guys have some scheduling to do.
We do.
Okay. Anything else from tonight on the agenda that we should mention?
Well, the Healthy Living Grant is going great guns. Ginger Evans has just done an outstanding job. It's going 6 months now. We are being recognized when she goes to meetings. People are turning to her and saying, so what is Petersburg doing? In terms of, we sort of want to know. So she's going to be giving a report on that. She just spent some time in Anchorage working on some of the details of that. So if people are interested in our Healthy Living Grant, which affects a lot of things in the school program, it affects our physical education program, affects our snack program, affects our vending machines, it affects our lunches, it's huge. And it's a national and state movement, and we are right out at the front of it and couldn't be happier. So,
and that's, if I remember right, a four-year grant.
Four-year grant, okay. From Department of Health and Human Services.
All right. Hear more about that tonight. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it's a busy time in the schools, and spring break week is coming up next week, and you've got parent-teacher conferences going on this week. So keep in hopping. And
we are trying something new with the parent-teacher conferences. We've discovered, just by keeping data, that parents were much more likely to attend an evening than during the day because of their work. So the teachers and the administrators, the principals, got together, designed two evenings, Wednesday and Thursday, and then we're skipping Friday altogether. We used to have it Friday morning. So we're going two 10-hour days or two longer days, Wednesday and Thursday. So we're really hopeful that people will be able to come in the evening and see us about the youngsters' progress on Wednesday or Thursday.
That's until 8 o'clock.
Correct.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Great. School board members, anything else from your end on tonight's agenda or school business that we need to touch on?
Not on the agenda, but Joe, have we talked about the technology awards that the district was given?
We mentioned in a school board story, but it's definitely worth bringing up again because it's a big honor and a sweep for Petersburg, right?
You know, there's so much emphasis on technology and the learning involved in technology, and I was so pleased to see that. I don't remember the name of the meeting, but we were honored with the Technology Student of the Year, the Technology Support Teacher of the Year, and the Technology Administrative Supervisor of the Year. So a clean sweep in that regard, and it's such an important area. It's just nice to see that Petersburg is staying on top of this burgeoning new field.
Yeah, and Sarah, any thoughts on that?
Yeah, it was pretty exciting. We knew about John before he went up, and as well as the student, but I didn't know about Rob until he kept that one quiet if he knew about it.
The student was P.K. Bunyai.
That's it, yeah.
And P.K. Bunyai, who is a senior, who will be graduating this year, intending to go to UAA, wants to be a pilot, and he did a project using a quadcopter where he did a overview of Petersburg. It was fantastic. John Clute Painter is in the third year as the technology support person for the district. It is now his program, and it is clearly obvious that it's going well. So yeah.
That video is really cool. If you haven't checked it out, it's on YouTube, and it's actually a really good way to introduce people to Petersburg. We showed it to Angela when she was coming here. This is what Petersburg looks like from just above in the school district and everything. So. Okay, well, thank you very much. Have we missed anything important? No?
No, it's you hit all the highlights of the agenda. It's a pretty light agenda, but it's always important.
It's at 7 o'clock tonight. It's in the Borough Assembly Chambers, and you can hear it broadcast live here on KFSK. Thank you all for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks.